we run up and down the field between the 20s and we get down there in the red zone and we kick field goals, we've got to learn that, you know, there's a chance to score touchdowns in the red zone, and that's something that's kind of plagued us for a while, and we've got to get down there because, like I say, I mean, we had 460 yards of offense, I think it was, and controlled time of possession, but we end up, you know, losing the football game over two big plays on defense and the inability to score in the red zone. So we've got to do those two things, and that's before you even mention the penalties on special teams. You know, we've got to be able to reduce the amount of penalties that we take. We lost the penalty battle 6-10, and so we've got to do a better job being disciplined.
One thing that seemed to really stand out again is if a negative play happens, it's not like it's, you know, you're stuck in that rut for, you know, 5 minutes and a run of points happen.
I mean, we've got, you know, a few more guys that have been here one more year, you know, so that helps a little bit when you've got some guys with experience and know that how long a CFL game is. For example, the other night we were able to punt with under 3 minutes, get the ball back, and then end up giving ourselves an opportunity to kick a field goal. Unfortunately, it happened like it happened, but we at least gave ourselves an opportunity, you know, and that's kind of what you're just looking for, a chance.
Small sample size, but in the red zone, what do you see as an issue, or what do you feel needs to be worked
on? It's 900 things, not one thing. It's not the quarterback. So that'll be the first thing everybody wants to ask, not the quarterback. We played four of them. So, you know, taking a penalty or having a drop or can't line up, we have to rush the play. I mean, there's a culmination of things that we've got to do to clean up to when we get down the red zone, we become more efficient.
Your receiving corps is pretty locked in. I mean, the guys you signed and everything. Despite that, you had some guys come to camp that just banging on the door. Like, I mean, 8 and 9, all had good camps.
They all had good camps. I mean, and they're good guys, too. You know, I mean, we coach them hard. And, you know, I'm on 88 about getting up the field and 9 about high-pointing the ball and blocking. I mean, so you got a bunch of really good guys. And, I mean, the little returner, he's outstanding. I mean, so you're right. I mean, we've got a few guys. Personnel department did a great job bringing, you know, some good, effective, you know, Canadian-style players in.
Now you got to figure out a way to keep them, right?
That's right.
When you look ahead at your running game, do you prefer to have the guy and then a backup who doesn't see the ball as much, or do you like to split the work? What's an ideal situation?
You got to have a guy that you know is going to be there from week to week, but then you got to have a closeout guy. It's just like baseball. You got to have your starter, and then you got to have a guy that comes in when that guy's a little bit tired in the fourth, that's got fresh legs, that is dying to get in there and touch the ball, and that can secure the football and get you the extra yard. I mean, I think so. It's a pretty good combination between those two.
And you see that as, I mean, you cut four running backs, you stayed with those guys. It's pretty obvious it's their game.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's the CFL, so unfortunately we can't keep more. I wish we could, but with the reduced rosters that we have to work with, I mean, that's about what you have to work with every week.
Talk about Brooks' camp and the way he played in the two games especially.
Well, he's a violent runner. I mean, it's exactly what we saw on film. You know, I mean, he's not one of these track guys that's going to go out there and run a 4.3 40, but when you hand him the football, he's playing as faster than everybody on the field. He looks, you know, he doesn't mind contact. He can run through arm tackles and put you in second and manageable or second and short when you touch the football.
How would you evaluate the secondary right now? You got, you know, some best veterans in there, but we're seeing a lot of, you know, first-year players for the CFL really get opportunity here.
Yeah, I mean, we've got, you know, a lot of young guys still. I mean, Grimesy's still coming off that knee, and then, you know, Ed Ganey's certainly solid, and Luchez, we added him to our equation. So Hutter, unfortunately, got hurt first day of camp, hadn't been out here, but he will add a level of experience when he comes back. So, you know, we'll have to see. We're still picking and choosing exactly who will line up where.
And Jake Taylor seems to be taking the opportunity and just running with it.
Yeah, I mean, he's done a real nice job. Local kids, fun to see, you know, a guy that a lot of people didn't necessarily have up their draft boards, but certainly has all the athleticism in the world and has the body type you look for in special teams, and he plays fast.
How many more roster decisions you have to make, even though you cut 18 yesterday?
Yeah, we have about 8 more that we have to, you know, get down to. Again, there was some, you know, some guys were injured after the game, so it didn't make a lot of sense for me to, you know, release a guy that we're going to have to bring right back if somebody was hurt for an extended period of time. So we've got certainly some good battles, you know, going after these next 2 days.
Can you go back to the offense just for just one question? You know, and you said well over 400 yards of offense, not scoring enough points. At the end of the day, scoring points is the name of the game here. But what does the 400 yards of offense tell you?
Well, I mean, again, I think that our offensive line is doing a real nice job. You know, I think we even had 400 the first game, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's a couple games in a row where we had the time of possession and we had the first downs and we had the rushing yardage. And so it's a matter of just, you know, controlling the football and being able to try to pound the ball at people, and that takes a little of the pressure off your quarterback.
Details.
No doubt about it.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think French fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.